Well, I'm happy to tell you that next week on Tuesday, a book written by an emeritus professor here at Eastern Michigan University, Henry Aldridge, about the Michigan Theater, will hit the streets, and you can just in time for the holiday season.
It is. Russ actually brought in a book today. It is an extraordinary piece of artwork in and of itself, and you're going to get a spectacular history of the Michigan Theater. Dr. Henry Aldridge, obviously just integral in the area's art community, and of course, I see your name on the book as well.
Well, I encouraged him to write the book, and since I've been around the theater for a while, he talked to me quite a bit. But it really is his work. And not only was he a professor of film studies at mm-hmm. Eastern Michigan University, but he's a particular expert, and he got his PhD degree in theater architecture, theater history. And so it's literally a lifelong passion for him. And he brings a tremendous amount of just intrinsic background, did 3 years of research to pull this all together. And the Michigan Theater History book is also lavishly illustrated and beautifully produced by University Litho. Lots of archival and historic photographs, as well as a interesting narrative that talks about the theater in the context of the growth of the movies in the early 20th century, and then the preservation of the theater starting in 1979 and its operation. It's about the first 80 years of the theater. So,
and you can kind of make some ancillary judgments about our growth as a community through this process. You know, it's really interesting. So it goes on sale Tuesday?
It goes on sale Tuesday. So that's the Tuesday the 19th. That we have a special kickoff event at the Michigan Theater at 6 o'clock Tuesday the 19th. You can also go to a Ann Arbor Public Ann Arbor District Library gathering on the 25th at 7 o'clock. Dr. Aldridge will be there, or Henry. He's just a swell guy. He'll be there to talk about the book, sign the book if you want him to sign it. I'll be there on the 19th. I won't be there on the 25th for that event. I'll be out of town, but we'll look forward to that. You could also be able to get it after the 19th at Nicholas Books, the Literati Bookstore, a Bookbound Bookstore, Crazy Wisdom Bookstore, Kaleidoscope Books, and collectibles. So there's going to be lots of places you can get it.
Selling it at the theater, I would assume.
And at the Michigan Theater, of course. We'll have copies there. So
there,
anyway.
Yeah, I highly recommend you check it out. It's a great-looking book.
Yeah, we're very, very proud of it. Well, there's WEMU listeners should be particularly interested in the fact that there is a movie coming up that stars Miles Davis, a character played by an actor playing Miles Davis. But it's about his him coming out of his silent period. There's a 5-year period where he just stopped playing, stopped producing music. And Don Cheadle is directing it. This is his first directorial debut. Ewan McGregor and Zoe Saldana just signed up to be in it. Don Cheadle doesn't really want it called a biopic, which I completely understand.
Kind of a fictional account of that silent period and coming out of it.
Yeah, and movies, even if they're based on real people, are fictional. In that,
well, sure, you know, they have to be there. I mean, they're so condensed, right?
Yeah, and structured in a way to create dramatic tension.
Nobody knows what was really said.
Exactly, exactly. And plus, you know, it's an artistic interpretation of real things, which makes them very interesting and creates a point of view, but it certainly isn't history. So anyway, it's called Kill the Trumpet Player, and we'll look forward to seeing that in the coming months. I'm also really proud to announce that on Sunday, December 15th, we're going to do a special preview screening of the fourth season of Downton Abbey's premiere episode.
Is this
episode
a program you watch?
It is a program I watch.
I've never seen it, but those that I know who watch it regularly are fanatical about it.
Yeah, it's set in the early part of started, I think, in the late 1800s, but it's in the early part of the 20th century in England, and it's a country estate called Downton Abbey, and it's about the characters that inhabited that, both the aristocrats and the folks that work there. So that's on Sunday, December 15th. It's free, but you need to go to the website and register.
You having people dress up?
Yes, if they want to come in Downton Abbey in Edwardian English costume, that would
people
be
perfectly have a lot of
appropriate.
Fun with it.
It should be. Again, that's December 15th. It's free, but you have to get advance tickets, so go ahead and sign up for that. And then the Sundance Film Festival USA is going to be back on January the 30th. They notified us that that's actually happening. We don't know what the film is, but we'll look forward to that.
We'll look forward to finding out. Now, We have to talk about what I can see right now.
That's right. Blue is the Warmest Color, won the Palme d'Or, the Golden Palm, the top award at the Cannes Film Festival this year. It's a French film, and it's about a 15-year-old girl named Adele who's climbing to adulthood and dreams experiencing her first love and getting through school and all those things. A handsome male classmate falls hard for her, but she imagines this mysterious blue-haired girl who she encounters and has fantasies about, and then she actually meets this blue-haired girl. The blue is the warmest color reference. And she's an art student named Emma, and she enters Adele's life in reality, and it becomes an intense and complicated love story. The movie's about 3 hours long. It's very intense. In fact, the rating on it, it's subtitled, it's in French. The rating on it is NC-17. We're actually allowing parents that would think this is appropriate for their child to bring their child, but we encourage only folks that are adults to check this out.
What in specific, just so folks know, might their children
sex.
Be exposed to? It is explicit sex.
Yep.
Okay.
And but the Tom Long of the Detroit News and all the critics just say an astoundingly complex film about ecstasy, the danger and beauty of love. The Toronto Star says one of the best films of the year. Blue is the Warmest Color opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater. And again, no one 17 or younger, 16 or younger will be allowed, unless they bring a parent. If a parent thinks that this is appropriate, then that's fine with us. The director, Dustin Daniel Cretton, who did I'm Not a Hipster, which was a big hit and one of the favorite films from the Cinetopia 2012, has a new film called Short Term 12, and it's about a 20-something supervisor of a foster care facility for youth, the at-risk teens. She's had a long-term boyfriend that also worked there, and there's all kinds of very interesting things that go on between the children that are in her foster care, her own relationship with her boyfriend, and the very complex things that happen in real life. Short Term 2012 has had great reviews. It tells the gutsy truth about love. It's not a poetic longing or magical thinking kind of work, but it indicates that with skill and intelligence and passion, you can make it through all of those complexities of relationships. So Short Term 12 plays the 16th, the 19th, and the 21st of this month. If you are looking for a place to go see the U of M Northwestern football game, it's going to be broadcast at the Michigan Theater as a benefit.
Talk about big screen TV.
That's right. Vada Murray Fund for Cancer is a benefit for the Vada Murray Fund for Cancer. Doors open at 2:30. The game's at 3:30, so you can come check that out.
And hopefully a win this time.
That's right. And then we continue with the Lusophone Film Festival, which is the Portuguese films that we're doing. Children's Republic is tonight at 7:30. It's about this country where only children live and they rule, and it's an interesting, fun
Lord of the Flies
film.
Kind of thing.
It's a structured society that works, but only children are there. It's a peculiar predicament for sure. The University of Michigan's Chinese Studies Institute is doing Stratagem 1. The Visitor on Monday. This is a free screening at 7 o'clock. And then our Funday Monies. Monday Funny Series.
I like Funday Monies anyway.
That's
much better.
It's too early in the morning. The Graduate. If you haven't seen that in a while, you can come check it out on the big screen.
One of my favorites. That's a great film.
WEMU listeners, also everyone should go see Muscle Shoals. The mm-hmm. audiences are mm-hmm. loving this. This is about the Alabama studio that's literally in the middle of nowhere, but these great local musicians created a band and a recording studio.
An entire sound unto itself.
Absolutely. It's essentially where Aretha Franklin kind of found her sound and it became very popular, but Etta James, Mick Jagger, Bono, Greg Allman, Alicia Keys, Keith Richards, on and on and on. Percy Sledge, they all recorded there at Muscle Shoals, Alabama. So go check it out. All Is Lost is the Robert Redford film. That's really a bravura performance. Go check it out. And then 12 Years a Slave may be the Academy Award winning Best Picture this year. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's got a lot of violence in it. There's one film only in the multiplex.
Just one this whole week.
Yeah,
and the entire industry they came up with one.
It's a holiday film. The Best Man Holiday. It's actually a sequel to The Best Man, which stars Taye Diggs.
The Best Man was like 15 years ago.
It was. It was a while ago. But anyway, Terrence Howard is in it, and it's a popular film, a holiday theme. These couples get back together and deal with one another in humorous and entertaining ways.
Given a 15-year period between films, does it reference the older film? I mean, will you be able to make the connection? Is it a standalone movie on its own?
It is, and the characters are all wrapped up and all together. So anyway, there's quite a bit to go check out. And again, there are a lot of great stuff that is being released right now for the Academy Awards season, and that's what 12 Years a Slave, All Is Lost, Muscle Shoals, and all that stuff is all about.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we'll see you at the movies. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from the Michigan Theater Book, available on Tuesday.